Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Over the past decade or so, our state has certainly become an important cog in the engine of international trade, with many large foreign companies locating operations here. How has the global pandemic affected our status on the world economic stage? Gerald McDermott is a professor of international business and the faculty director of the Randy Folks Center for International Business at the Darla-Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. And this is part 8 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. It's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And this interview will be followed up with a live Zoom conference on this topic this coming Monday, June 15th at 3 p.m. Joining us now by phone from his office is Professor McDermott. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a picture of what international trade and foreign investment in South Carolina looked like prior to the pandemic hitting.
South Carolina really stands out in the United States for being a leader in foreign trade and foreign direct investment. In fact, we're always among the top five states on a per capita basis as a percentage of the economy and labor force development. For instance, foreign direct investment is about a little more than 8% of private sector workforce directly. And it's even bigger when you have indirect jobs. That's about 140,000, 150,000 jobs right now in foreign-owned firms. Exports as a percentage of the economy is about 15% for South Carolina. Again, one of the strongest percentages in the United States. Exports support directly about 155,000 jobs. The multiplier effect, that is, how many more indirect jobs, is about 5. The partners on investment and on trade are usually the same. Germany, a lot of EU, Canada, Mexico, right, NAFTA partners, China, some from the Middle East as well, and that's driven by Boeing. We also notice a decline, like in trade with China over the last 2 years, and it's a signal that trade negotiations, trade relationships are very important to South Carolina more than most states.
And when most people think of foreign investment in South Carolina, they think of the big multinational corporations. How does all of that trickle down to the smaller and medium-sized businesses?
Yeah, that's a really key thing. South Carolina, 46% of their employment is small, medium-sized firms, and that's really similar to our neighbors. However, 84% of exporters are small, medium-sized firms in South Carolina, and that's really similar to our neighbors. But what's troubling is that only about 10% of export value added goes to small, medium-sized firms. That is half of what our neighbors get.
What is your perception now of what is going to happen to South Carolina's international trade business?
Well, people are very concerned, obviously. There's a couple of things. One is, where do the big trade agreements go forward? You know, what is the United States relationship with China, with Europe, and with our NAFTA partners? That is the primary thing. We really depend on that. The second thing is, there could be a benefit with the pandemic because we're seeing, and it already started, say, about 5 years ago, a reshoring of a lot of manufacturing or suppliers. We're going to see a shift, say, back to the region of North America or the Americas in many things. South Carolina could benefit for that. The last thing, though, is how are we going to compete with our neighbors? And we are lagging tremendously in investments, state appropriations per student in higher ed, and particularly in technical colleges and the community colleges, because that's where the skills are developed and what small, medium-sized firms need. They need that support.
Well, Jerry, thank you so much for spending time with us. We are looking forward to the Zoom conference on Monday.
Looking forward to it, too. Thank you very much.
Gerald McDermott is a professor of international business and the faculty director of the Randy Folks Center for International Business at the Darla-Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia. And this is part 8 in our weekly series entitled Managerial Insights, Supporting Businesses During an Uncertain Time. And it's part of a partnership with the Moore School's Executive Education Department. And once again, this show will be followed up with a live Zoom conference. The conversation will continue this coming Monday, June 15th at 3 p.m. We will have a link to all of the details posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.